So Moses goes weiter. V'omer Rabbi Loi said, "Shoinim, we learned like this: Gerusha harei kebal choiv. Anisha that received the get and now she wants to collect the ksuba, she has the same halacha like a bal choiv. That it means she could always collect the ksuba, even after 25 years, she could still collect the ksuba. The echidami, what are we talking about? Either learning kita ksuba if she doesn't have the shtar ksuba, but magvia, what's the proof that she could collect the money?" Elalav, aren't we talking about the Nikita Ksuba, that she is holding the Ksuba, and still the svar is a grusha, he the lav basachulhi, only an isha that received the get. There's no svar there, she's meichel, she's angry at the husband, there's no yisaimim there, it's not a svar that she, there we don't say she's meichel. Therefore she can collect the Ksuba even after 25 years. But the diik is her almona, but a regular almona, achulta, she is meichel, a regular almona is meichel the Ksuba. So you see, even though she's holding a shtar ksuba after 25 years, she's meichel. So Mara says, no, hochinam, here also we're talking about kishachayiv meida. We're talking about here where the Baal agrees that he owes the money, and there's no shtar ksuba. So therefore, there's no proof here. But I call upon the locher is like a sheshes. Locher is like we had before, that the Bishmol said in the name of Rebbe, that enachanami, that's only where the mishter, where she doesn't have a shtar ksuba. But if she has a shtar ksuba, then she could collect the money. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Tony Rav Yehuda bar Kozo, b'mas Nisan, the Braisa, the Vei bar Kuzo, by that was learned by bar Kuzo, Rashi, that's Hashem Kochem. That wanted to say in the Braisa, that Tova Ksubosa. Let's say she goes and asks for a Ksuba, the locher is Harehi Kivatrila. It's considered like that's the beginning. In other words, let's say after 15 years she asks for a Ksuba. But even though she didn't collect it, the Yisrael didn't give it to her at that time, they didn't have the money at that time. It's called Nakubatchila that she has a right now for the next 25 years still to ask for the Ksuba. In other words, 25 years has to go straight by that she did not ask for the Ksuba, then we say she's Meichel. But if she asks for the Ksuba after, let's say, 10 or 15 years, then we have to wait for another 25 years to say that she's Meichel. But v'imhoi ishtar ksuba yetzitzim tachas yodeho, let's say she was holding a shtar ksuba, then the locher is goyvo ksubosel yelim. Right, like we said before, that's the locher, that then she does have a right to collect the ksuba even after 25 years. We say she's not meichel, and the reason why she didn't ask for it until now is because she's not afraid she has a shtar ksuba. Sholach le Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizdil Rav Nachman bar Yaakov. He sent them a letter and asked them a question like this. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, you taught us, is kishtinoz. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, did you teach us like this? That kishashtar ksuba yoyses metachas yodel machloikis. That is the Mishnah talking about even in a case where the Amon is holding a shtar ksuba, still she could only collect the first 25 years. Oy, maybe not. Kishen shtar ksuba yoyses metachas yodel. Maybe we're talking about only where she does not have a shtar ksuba in her hand. Then it's up to 25 years. Like we learned before, if she has a shtar ksuba, maybe she could collect even after 25 years. And secondly, he asked, v'halocha k'divrei mi? Who do we pass like in our Mishnah? Like Ramei or like the Chachamim? So in this, he answered back, sholach le, he sent back to him, that the Mishnah is talking about b'shein shtar ksuba yotzei metachas yodel, machlokes. The machlokes in the Mishnah when she does not have a shtar ksuba in hand. Avo baronikei shtar ksuba yotzei metachas yodel. Let's say she does have a shtar ksuba in hand, then the locher is goyvu ksubos li'erlam. She always has a right to collect the ksuba. And like we said before, and secondly, v'halocha k'divrei chachamim. We paskin like the chachamim. That what that kol zaman she's living by the husband's house, by the yisayimim, she could always collect the ksuba. But if she goes to her father's house, then we say after 25 years, she was meichel the ksuba. Ki yosi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, said over the name of Rav Shimon ben Pazi, that Omer Rav Shimon ben Levi, Mishum Bakapora, Loi shon nu elo mono masayim. Where is there a shaila in the Mishnah that after 25 years the amon is meichel, she gives up the right to collect, that's only the original ksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Tosefes, but let's say at the beginning the husband added on more money to the ksuba, yeshlo. The extra money that she's supposed to get, that's as far as she's never meichel. That's like special money, extra love, like the husband liked her. He added on extra money, that she's not meichel. But the lochin is, and Rabbi Avua, Amar Rabbi Yechin says no, that afilu Tosefes ain lo. There's a svar after 25 years, she's meichel the whole thing, even the Tosefes also, that she gets nothing. The Amar Rabbi Aiboy, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Tanoi ksuba ki ksuba domi. Any Tanoi ksuba like here, or Taisvis ksuba is part of the Tanoi ksuba, there has a look like the ksuba that she does not have a right. If she's meichel the ksuba, she's meichel the Tanoi ksuba also. And it manama, we also learned like this, Omar Rabbi Abba, Omar Rav Huna, Omar Rav, Loishonu, when do we say in the Mishnah that she's Moichel, he learned Elamon Masayin, only the Iker Aksuba, the 100 or 200. Abu Taisefes, the extra money that the husband added on, Yeshlo, that she does collect. But Omale Rabbi said Rav Huna, Omar Rav Hochi, did Rav really say it? In other words, he held no, Rav never said it. So Omale, he said back to him, what do you mean to ask me? Eshtikun Kamrit? Do you mean like to tell me to be quiet as if to say Rav Taka never said this? Or Yeshkayin Kamrit? Or do you mean to give me to drink? In other words, you're giving me Yasha Koyach that yeah, Rav did say it. Like, do you agree or don't you agree? Or Malaysia said back to him, Eshtikin Kamina. What I mean to tell you is to be quiet. In other words, I hold Rav never said this, like we learned before, that there's no difference between the Ikar Ksuba and the Taisus Ksuba. Like we learned before, the law is that there's no difference between the Taisus Ksuba and the Ikar Ksuba. Where she's living by her father's house, and she did not ask for it for 25 years, there's a sfera that she's Meichlet. Now the Gemara says, Chamte de Reb Chiya Aricha, Reb Chiya's mother-in-law. Intis Achva, it was also his brother's wife, Hevoi. And what happened was, V'amona, V'veisavihir. She became an Amona, his brother's wife died, and there was no kids there involved. So Lamaisa, he yashent her. The brother yashent his brother. Now she was an Amona B'veisavihir. She was living by her father's house, Havoi. V'zona Esrim V'chomishonim. So Rabbi Chiya supported her for 25 years, B'veinosa, even though she was living by her father's house. L'slaif, after 25 years, Omrula, she said to Rabbi Chiya, Havli Mizoini, I want to give you Mizoinis further. Omalo, he said back to her, Les Lecha Mizoini, you don't deserve, like after 25 years, you don't get it anymore. So she said, then Havli Ksuba, Abisal, give me back my, pay me my Ksuba. Omalo, Loi Mizoini Yislecha, Vloi Ksuba Yislecha, you don't have anything. In other words, after 25 years now, since you're living by your father's house, there's a Sfarad to say Yemoichel, and therefore Yemoichel the Ksuba, there's no more to my Ksuba, and you don't get anything. So Gemara says, Tovoy Ladina, if so, she took Reb Chiya to Bezdin to ask a Shaila. Kai made the Rabbi Bashaila. She went in front of Rabbi Bashaila. Omale, so Rabbi Bashaila said, Emily easy gufad yuvda. Tell me the exact case, what happened here. Heichi Hevi, what happened? Omale, so Reb Chiya said like this. Zeniso Eskrim Vachomishonim. Bevei Nosi, I fed her already for 25 years, even though she was living by her father's house. And Bechaya Dema, like I swear in your name, like in your life, I carry the food every day on my own shoulder to give her the food to eat. So if so, Rabbi Vashela said back to Rabbi Chiya, time of my Yom Rabbonin. What's the reason why the Rabbonin say in the Mishnah that calls the man she bevays by law, calls the man she's living by her husband's house, by the Yisaimim. Then the Chobim say, she always has a right to collect the Ksuba. We don't say she's Meichel the Ksuba even after 25 years. Why? The Armina, because we say, Mishum Kisufe, Hu Dulay Tova. Because she's embarrassed from the Yisaimim. Since the Yisaimim are so nice to her, she's living by them and they're supporting her, she's embarrassed to ask for a Ksuba. So therefore we say, even after 25 years, she's not Meichel the Ksuba. See, if so, Rabbi Vashela said, Hochinam, in your case also, even though she's living by your father's house, but since every single day you went to yourself and you brought her the food, if so, there's a svara mishum kisufi hu delay tova. The reason why she didn't ask for a ksuba these last 25 years is not because she's meichel, but because she was embarrassed to ask you for it. But really, she's not meichel the ksuba, she still has a right to get the ksuba. Zil havlo, you have to pay her. So Gemara says, loy ashkech, Rabbi Chiya didn't listen to him. So cost of law adrachta nichsei. So in the meantime, Rabbi Bashela wrote up a shtar adrachta, means gave her the rights to collect the value of the ksuba from his property. That's called a shtar adrachta, that she has a right to collect her money from his property. And we'll soon see he didn't write the shtar adrachta the right way. But the ma'isa was oslekai mid the rova. Now Rabbi Chiya went to complain in front of rova. Omalei chazimar hechindonin, look to where Rabbi Bashela passed for me. Omalei, so Rabbi said back to Rabbi Chiya, Shapadinach, he said very good to you. Omalei, Ihochi, if so, in other words, now Rabbi Chiya was stuck, that they both passed him, that Lamaisa, she still has a right to get a ksuba, and she was right. So if so, she said to him, Omalei, she said back to Rabbi Chiya now, Ihochi, if so, that Rabbi Vashela was right, Lezo lahadali peridim in huyayma. Whereas from the day that he wrote up a shtar adrachta that I have a right to collect my money, so you kept the property all this time, so there was Peiris fruits that grew off it. The Chura, those fruits belong to me. It's that grew off my field. I even want to collect the fruits that you ate these last few years. like until from the Shtar HaDracht until now. Is Omalo, so for this Rabbi said, Ach b'li HaDrachtcha. Let me see the Shtar that the Bezdin wrote up for you like a few years ago that you have a right to collect. Chazyayu, so Rabbi looked at the Shtar now and he saw the Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the Shtar like it's supposed to say which property she has a right to collect from. Now, Rabbi Chiya has his own property, and the property he asked from his brother. Now, she was the almona from his brother, she only has the right to collect from his property. So it should have been written in the shtar which property she has a right to collect from. And it didn't say that. Lehevi Kosovo wasn't written in the shtar for Yishta Maidana de Nechasa Melo de Misna Inun. It wasn't written in the shtar that this property she has a right to collect from is from the mace, from a husband that died from his property. It didn't say that. So Amalo, so Rabbi said to her, Adracht olav shapik siva, your shtar adracht is not written good, and you can't use it. So Amalo, she said like this, if so, the Amona said, Tezel adrachta, good, forget about the adrachta. But be'ishkul miyoyma deshlima yoyma achrasta ad hashta, like lem yakoponim collect my ksuba, the peris from now. So Rashi says, it means, peri miyoyim shematzosi sodim yisodes ames. When I went down to the fields and found the field taka that belonged to my husband, the erasia drachta shabiyod lebezdin, and I took my shtar to Bezdin, for shomu, and they evaluated how much it's worth, for yechrizu, when they made achrozer on it, they gave announcements on it. So the chura from that time on, she has a right like it should be her property, and the chura from that time on, she wants to get back the peiros, the fruits that were grown from it. Is omalo, so Rava said back to her, Hani Mili, when do you have a right for that? Hechid lekosev tuseb adrachta. When there was not a mistake written in your shtar adrachta. Aval hechid lekosev tuseb adrachta. But here in your case that there was a mistake written in the shtar adrachta, less lombo, then the whole thing is not done right. You don't have a right to collect the fields, so there's no right for you to even get the peiros either. Omrullah, she said back to him, Ay, v'marhu diyom yu yisof hold, achrayis to yisofer. That if a sofer left out by mistake when he wrote up a shtar, that there's an achrayis as a guarantee involved, it's like the guarantee was written there anyway. So you see, if he makes a mistake, it's like it's there already. So Amalei Rava said, no, behold, lek lemeima to yisofer hu. In this case, by this shtar adrachti, you can't say what the sofer left out, doesn't matter, it's as if it's there. To behold, afilu rabba bashela toy. Because here, even Rabbi Bashel, you see, made a mistake. Mikoru, so at the beginning, he thought, Hani v'hani didei. Like, what's the difference? Rabbi Chiya now, Yashin, his brother, he has all the property, and he owes the Amon of the Ksuba. So first he yelled, what's the difference from which sod he has to pay her? Whether it's from his own fields, or whether it's from her fields. Mali m'hani. So that's why he didn't write in the shtar drachto which fields belonged to the husband that died. So you see, it's not a mistake. Like he held, you don't have to write it. But really, v'loy, it's not true, you have to write it. Why? Because zimnin, sometimes it's going to happen, the ozlashi is going to go, mishabchlu, udabaylo mechasvi. She's going to take Rabbi Chiya's property, and the property that belonged to the husband, she'll stam, leave alone. She won't take care of it. For yomalo, and later when Rabbi Chiya comes, he's going to tell her, shakul didoch, v'havli didi, you go take back yours, and give me back mine. For Yoslafu Kilaz Albedina, and if so, it's going to come out to be a laz, it's going to be not nice upon Bezdin, that Bezdin first let her take one property, and now when Rabbi Chiya like comes back to complain, and he has a right to complain, listen, this is my field, you have no right to take it, if we're going to have to go over again, it's not going to be nice, there'll be a laz Albedina. So since people are going to talk a bit about Bezdin, therefore this shtar adrachta that's missing something is no good, and you can't use it. Therefore, she doesn't have a right to collect from before, and so therefore the peiros that were there until now, it's considered like it belongs to the Rabbi Chiya. If she wants to collect the ksuba, she could only collect mikan labor from now on. And from before, she has no right to the fields, she doesn't get the peiros. Alright, hadron alecho hanoisi. Alright, we'll stop here.